Ramble.
All right, guys, we are going to talk to you about, well, it's just me. I'm talking to you about Hinge. As you guys know, I love a good dating app, and honest to God, Hinge is the only one that I've ever really, really, really liked. I think it's so great. The guys on there are always so nice. They're really cute, and I've gone on quite a few good Hinge dates recently, so I'm like really amped about it. If you guys don't know what Hinge is, it's basically the dating app that's designed to be deleted. It's basically for people who want to get off dating apps because, after all, that's kind of the point where we're all on there is to find someone and then delete the app. So I love that Hinge knows that, and that's kind of like their whole mantra. It's really great because you can show off your personality with like icebreaker prompts, you can ask questions, and it's really cool because they actually do this like compatible thing where they match you up with people that they would think you're most compatible with. And I kid you not, every date that I've been on with a compatible person has been like one of the best dates I've ever been on. So it's great. Hinge actually works. They actually set up a date every 4 seconds. And according to the Hinge community, dates are respectful over 99% of the time. I can tell you, mine's been 100%. It's been honestly great. And in case you guys didn't know, it's actually the fastest growing dating app in the US, which makes total sense to me. So you guys should totally check it out and find out why first dates on Hinge are so great. Be sure to sign up for Hinge at hinge.co. That's hinge.co.
Hello. Oh my gosh. This is still so crazy. Whoa. Every single time.
Oh my goodness. I know. This is show number 4 and I'm still nervous every time.
Thank you so much for coming, guys. This is sadly our last stop for our live shows, but I have a feeling it's going to be a really, 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 really good one.
I do. Also, yeah. Yes. It's my first time in Arizona. Your first time in Arizona?
Oh, no. I've been here a lot. They're cool.
Perfect. Well, it's very nice. It's very hot here. Very, very hot.
We found that out.
Yeah. But, yeah, welcome to our live show. I'm excited.
We're so excited. And every single show, we've been starting off with something really fun.
Well, every episode, we start off with
a game.
A game. So we thought we'd play a game.
This is one of my favorite games we've been playing.
Me too.
It's a good one.
We should just do this like every week now. Every week. Keep going.
We really could.
We could. We'll see.
We would learn a lot about each other.
We might not be friends by the end of this episode, but
so far we still are, which is great why we're here. So one more show. We got this. We have been seeing how well we know each other. And you figure we know each other a lot, right? We basically spend every single day together. Mm-hmm. There's been a few things like not knowing each other's like favorite color or like birthday or like little things that don't really matter that much, right?
It's fine. Just like small things. These are some good ones though. I feel like we should just jump to them. We have never seen these questions.
We have not. So every single show we've been changing them up. TK, she's amazing, has been coming up with some questions for us. So we don't know what they are, so you're getting our true live reaction. How well do you know your BFF?
Let's go. Okay, question number 1. What expression / phrase do they say all the time?
Ooh. Oh, you always say, which I just figured out literally 2 days ago, she always goes, here's my issue.
But like complete silence.
We won't be talking. Randomly, she'll just go, here's my issue. And the thing is it can either be something really intense and deep, like a serious topic, or it's just like, my hair's not working out today. What do I do? Like, I never know. So I'm always.
But you like have to keep people on their toes. So like they're like jumping to help you in case it's like a level 10 when it's really like a level 2.
Oh no, I'm always ready. I'm like.
I know, you got it. Yeah. Yours is what we talk about. If you listen to the podcast, which hopefully you do if you're here, she always goes, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? After like every question. And I didn't even know it till I listened to the podcast. And I was like, oh, she says that a lot.
I feel like I need it on merch or something.
But you should.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, another one I feel like.
Sorry.
Did you even mean to do that? No.
I don't know, honestly.
I feel like another one. We use it pretty often. It's like this one that goes, content baby content. Like occasionally.
Content baby content.
Yeah, but you say it like that. You
say I love like, saying
content,
it like
that. Content baby content. In like the most annoying way we can. Okay, next question.
Well, A plus for us. We're still friends. Next one. What is the best time you've ever spent together? I love this. Honestly, I was going to say Paris.
That was a really fun trip, yeah.
We went on that trip. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
I agree.
We just had so many heart to hearts.
A bonding trip for us. I think my favorite time with you is
Coachella.
Coachella's fun. I was just going to say anytime like we just are hanging out at like my apartment for the most part and just having like a
We don't even mean to. We mean to just like hang out and have dinner or something, and then it ends up like us crying together and just like a good bonding emotional moment.
Why do we always cry?
We cry so much together.
I cry at anything.
It's so weird. Wait, but we cry all the time.
I think I've cried in 2 out of 3 shows so far. So
ooh,
we'll see.
Let's go one more time.
One more time.
Let's get the Kleenex out. Okay. What do they eat? That is weird. Oh, let me tell you. I think I talked about this on an episode. She like puts the weirdest food combinations together, but then gets like extra hyped for herself, and then like looks at me to like try and hype up with me, and I'm like, no one eats that. Like, no one wants to eat that.
Who just had almond butter on a cucumber backstage just now?
That was purely just for experimental purposes.
No one was forcing you.
What did I say? I
was like, dare me to do
this. Dare me to do it. Like, you're like, okay, as it's already like in my mouth. I'm like, dare me.
I do eat weird stuff.
Specifically though, you just like carrots, which are weird to me.
No, carrots are amazing, first of all.
It's not a combination, is that what they said? Oh, just something you eat. Yeah, carrots.
Next question. Where is somewhere, they've been dying to travel to? We've traveled a lot, so I feel like we don't really talk about this.
I think you want to go back to Greece to redeem yourself.
Kind of.
Right?
I loved Greece, but
it wasn't like a great time, so we need to go back and like live it up.
We were in a good spot then, you know, it was a little rough.
Rough patch of life, it's normal.
Fine. I feel like we just said somewhere that we wanted to go.
I told you my bucket list, where I want to go and do an activity. Two things. So you've got two choices. We literally talked about it last night.
I know.
Your brother literally lives there.
Oh, Alaska.
I want to see the Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights.
Or
the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes! Good job! Okay.
Next question.
Favorite holiday? Oh, yours is Christmas.
Christmas.
For sure. When's mine? No?
I don't think it's Christmas.
Not for a few years.
St. Patrick's Day?
next question.
What are you most excited for about their future? I love this question.
I know what I'm most excited about for you. I can't wait for you to start dating so that I can hear all the drama and stop pulling the weight for the boy drama of this podcast.
Yeah, I think she genuinely, like, that would be the best present to you ever. Like, ever.
It really would.
Which is weird.
That's just for me. For you, I'm excited for you to see yourself how all of us, like, in our friend group sees you.
We were talking about... We mentioned something like this the other day of how, well, we're going to get deep later. Hold on. Okay. So, thank you. I love that.
You really brushed that one off.
I'm so excited for your wedding. Because she's so extra, more than me, guys. It's going to be probably 2 weeks long.
I was thinking 5 days, but I'll go for 2 weeks.
It's probably going to be bigger than the royal wedding.
Televised.
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Okay, next question.
True.
Best advice that we've ever given each other.
I think there's been so much. One thing I think was the working out thing for me that really stuck with me. For a long time, I was working out really hard, I guess, for like about a year or so, and just like kind of doing it for the wrong reasons, where I was doing it to, you know, reach a certain goal, to look a certain way, to lose a certain amount of weight, and all these sorts of things. And it really messed up my head. And I feel like I was kind of reaching this like almost burnout point where like I didn't know how much longer I was going to be able to do it, and like put myself through that physically and mentally. But then I remember you sat me down one time. I don't even know what caused you to do this. You just like feel like we're just having a chat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And she was like, Rem, I want you to try and like work out still, do it as much as you want, but change your mindset with it and change it to you doing it for you. And whether that's for stress relief, whether it's for you to, you know, for your endorphins to run, whatever it may be, just like do it for you and not for any sort of goal or like any sort of physical thing.
I remember I asked you, you said you were really upset or something, and I was like, oh, well, you worked out this morning. Didn't you, like, run out all your anger, like, punch it out in boxing or something? She's like, wait, no, I never do that. And I was like, how do you not? Like, whenever I work out, if I'm boxing or something, like, I'm getting all my anger out, and you truly, like, never done that. So for me, that was such a weird concept.
Yeah.
But it was crazy how that totally...
That shifted that. You said, try it once and, like, get back to me. I was like, okay, I'm going to try whatever. I went and took, like, a spin class, and the last song was, he played Survivor by Destiny's Child. I was hysterically crying. I was like, I'm a survivor. I remember I walked out of college. I was like, I did it. But since then, it wasn't, like, a switch overnight, but it's something I've been trying to train myself more to realize that there are other reasons to work out and other reasons to put my actual physical health first. And that's helped my mental health. And I don't know how much longer I would have been able to go with the other mindset and such an unhealthy mindset. And I'm really thankful that you taught me that. And I like that it was kind of unintentional too. It was just like hey, Rem, just like try this.
For me, it's not so much something that you've told me, which you have said it over the course of how long we've been friends, but more watching you. For whatever reason in our lives, I feel like there's times you go through something, and then like 2 months later, I go through the same thing, and I'm so thankful. I don't know how you did it without having someone to look to for that, but you always say how you just can't please everyone. And I feel like that's something, I was able to watch you fully come to that point in your life, and then I was like, oh, now I'm struggling with this. So that's some advice that I feel like has really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And it helps, yo.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
It's still hard, but we'll get into that later, but thank you.
Good for you, girl.
Thank you.
Next question. What would they do if they won the lottery? Actually, what would you do?
I know.
You're such a giving person. I feel like you would give it all away. I mean, you'd keep a little bit.
I mean, I go for a little shopping spree. Shopping? I feel like we do the similar thing. Mm-hmm. I think that I'd pay off any sort of like debt that anybody in my family or my friends have, save some for shopping, donate some to charity, and then like save a lot of it too.
Yeah.
For future.
I feel like we'd also buy like our parents a house or something.
Oh yeah. I'd buy them like a mansion.
Buy my sister one, buy my parents one, buy Chloe one.
Daisy's got one, Chloe's got one.
Same page. They could be roommates.
We could do like them in like that neighborhood that like Justin Bieber, Drake, all of them live. Like
oh,
Chloe,
yeah.
Daisy,
yeah,
mom,
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
That's
perfect.
End of our quiz. We're still
that
friends.
Was actually the smoothest one we've had so far.
Well, it was also more heartfelt.
That's true.
I love that. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Before, what was like a really good one? You asked me like something and it was so off and it was just really uncomfortable for everyone.
No, yeah, there was some uncomfortable
is good.
Silences.
Okay, well, moving on. We know each other very well.
We've learned so much just since October when we launched this podcast, even a few months before that. That was literally 6 months ago, you guys. Like, I'm not even kidding. I can't imagine doing this podcast at all. Like, I can't imagine not doing it. And yet it's only been 6 months. Even some of you guys told us how it's such a huge part of your life. And it's like, what did I do before this?
No, same here.
It's our therapy.
This podcast has helped me learn so much about a whole other avenue of social media and just like a whole other platform. I've learned so much about you and you as a person, our friendship, and then ultimately I've learned so much about myself.
Same.
Like things I didn't even want to know about myself I found out through here because it's just like us talking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we just come with like a very rough outline and then we just like sit there and just like for an hour we're just bouncing back and forth and you start just saying things that you didn't even know you felt or were going to say, you had no plans of saying, and then you leave and you're like, oh my God, I didn't know I felt that way about anything. And
it can put you in a funk all day.
Well, yeah, we'll get to it, but I want to kick it off with something that I have learned about you through this podcast.
Okay.
And I feel like everyone else can agree too. It's that you... There's a certain situation that really kicked this off for me, and I had a moment for it. And basically, I am the type of person who gets very excited over literally anything.
Oh.
Like, if the sun is shining, I'm like, ah! And I throw, like, a party. I send out e-vites to everybody.
Yeah.
You only, like, tell people, and I've realized this, like, you tell me things when you're, like, really, really stoked about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, so exciting, like, a level 10, whereas I'm at, like, a level 0.02.
I feel like also I don't act like a 10.
You downplay stuff.
I downplay stuff.
Why do you downplay things?
I don't know.
Let's get into it. Let me ask you. Why do you downplay things?
growing up. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just do that. Ashley's similar. So maybe it's just like,
oh man,
how we are.
You got to be the hype man to your own life. I'll teach you that. Okay. But anyways, this like situation came up and I was like, oh my God, she is like this way. And I should have recognized it first. How do I tell this story? A year ago at Coachella last year, we were just becoming friends.
Oh my God.
Like really best friends. I'm going to say it.
No, yeah.
Sorry. And she had told me that she was like into this guy and nobody knows about this. This is the real tea. She had a crush on someone. And I was like, oh, cool. Like normal Tuesday for me. I come to her with a new guy, I swear, every day. It's so bad.
Not every day.
Yeah, thank you. So she came to me about a year ago, was like, I have a crush on this guy, and we were just becoming really good friends. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh my God, yay, like the normal friend thing to do. I think I was like, is he watching your stories? Let's see if he's watching. Is he following? Like all the normal girl best friend things. And then like it fizzled out, whatever. No big deal. We hate him. Anyways, a year later, I'm at the gym now. This is literally like 3 weeks ago. I'm at the gym. Full years passed. We didn't really talk much about it after either.
No, yeah.
Because like we had like a lot of other stuff happen that was like much more of a priority. And so, tea. And then I'm like at the gym working out. I'm like, you know, doing biceps, whatever. All of a sudden I like realize I like throw these the weights down and I start like almost crying. I'm like on the verge of tears. I'm like freaking out. I like can't breathe. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I sent her a picture of me crying at the gym in front of everybody. I was alone crying in all caps. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did this. And she FaceTimes me. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm literally like at Equinox.
On the verge of tears.
On the verge
guys.
Of tears. And I go,
3 weeks ago.
Oh my God. For a year, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't make it a bigger deal when it should have been. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you liked a guy. And I just brushed it off like it was no big deal.
3 weeks ago.
I am an awful friend because now I know that was such a big deal and I should have thrown a party for you.
I mean, yeah, I did really like him, and I don't like guys often, but I think, again, through the podcast, like, we realized that Alicia doesn't really, like, date often, talk about that kind of stuff. Are you going to cry right now?
I might cry. I feel like such a bad
But, like, we're FaceTiming, and you're almost crying, and I genuinely was just like, Rem, it's cool. Like, why are you sorry?
I'm sorry. Not the guy thing. The guy thing doesn't matter at all. It's the fact that, like, something like it was important to you and I just like brushed it off like it wasn't a big deal.
I think it's so funny because that's probably all you would love to have right now.
I know that's what I'm saying. That'd be my birthday gift that I could ever want, but
dang,
that's what I've learned about you through the podcast while I'm like sitting there talking about like every detail of my life, and you're very like mature, something I'm trying to work on, and like keeping your composure. I realize like, oh, you're very, what's the word?
We just balance each other.
Yeah.
And we're reserved, for sure.
Reserved is a good one. Yeah. Which I think, I'm like, yeah. All the time.
Okay, let's go ahead and pause the podcast to talk to you guys about LifeSum. As you guys know, Remy and I are always trying to work out, just live a healthy lifestyle, and LifeSum is actually one of the best ways to help you with that. So if you haven't heard of it, LifeSum is actually an app and it's all nutrition focused, and it's awesome because you can log in your meals or your exercise, your water intake. So no matter like what your actual health goal is, whether weight loss, weight gain, healthier eating, like this app helps you so much just because it really puts you in the right mindset. And it's just a good reminder every single time you log in your food to kind of see where you are for the day. It's kind of like having a nutritionist in your pocket, which is like awesome and on the go. It's amazing. There's also food ratings. So depending on your diet, for instance, if you were on a keto diet, if you had bacon, that would have a good rating because that's in the keto diet, where if you were to have a banana, it would actually have a bad rating. So it helps you just stay on your plan, and it's so easy. And one of my favorite parts is they have so many different recipes that you can try out. I love trying out new recipes, especially because I get tired of having the same food every single day. So definitely try out the app. I would really recommend getting the premium version. That's the one that I have, just because there's so much more information and meals that you can try out with that. And it really just helps you on your journey. So be sure to go to www.lifesum.com/basic to create an account and get a 30% discount on a 12-month subscription.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Something I've learned about you since October-ish. You know when your friend tells you something like, oh, I'm really good at this, and you kind of don't believe them? Yeah, well, you know, one thing is Rem always came to me and said that she always puts things out there and like is a master manifester, and she'll, anything she wants, it just usually happens. She gets what she wants, basically.
Positive thoughts, everybody.
And, you know, me kind of being realistic, it's just like, yeah, sure, whatever, of course. I've been proven wrong for the most part. Over the months, Remy can, she can see a stranger, one of you guys probably even,
ooh,
and be like, pick. I'm gonna be their best friend. And at first I would just be like, okay, cool, yeah, sure, like, whatever. I think it's been about 4 instances now where she's either been someone's really close friend, she basically dates a guy, or who knows what else. What else have you manifested? Random stuff, just such random things, to where now when she says it, I'm kind of like,
it's gonna happen. You gotta speak it into existence, everybody.
Well,
that's what you do.
One instance is when you accidentally dated a fitness instructor that you didn't know you were dating, but I had to tell you were dating. I feel like I know you so much better in different ways. Without this podcast, I would not know you. For instance, said instructor, we'll name him.
I feel so bad for him.
We should name him
Tom. Someone say Tom. We can name him Tom.
That was something you like wanted though, because you were into him.
Let me tell you. Here's the issue.
Here's
my issue. Okay. You know when you like are kidding about something and you're just like kidding around for like a year, just like, I'm gonna date him, he's so hot, this is funny. Like, it's just funny. No one, like, it's not gonna actually happen. So you fully convince yourself like it's not even slightly plausible. And then it happens, and you don't even know it's happening until you tell your best friend, and she's like, you do realize you are dating this guy, right? And you're like, no, I'm not.
No,
we're just
she
like,
genuinely was like, no, we're buds. I was like, no, you're not buds. He's definitely into you and thinks you're into him. You went on 4 dates? What? Oh. So.
Let's just tell him. We did, I think we talked about this in an episode once, too.
We briefly touched on it, but I feel like we should go a little deeper.
Tell the full story.
Okay.
You can. Well, not the full story.
We don't got time for that.
Poor guy. I feel bad for him.
So, first off, let's think about this all from his perspective. You write his class every day, front row.
I just like to get my money's worth.
And then at one point, I think I remember a FaceTime from you at the beach. And I'm like, what's up? What are you doing? She goes, oh, yeah, I'm watching Tom surf.
Oh. That's a normal friend thing to do. I'd watch you surf if you surfed. I'd be there with a sign cheering you on the sand.
For 2 hours. It's cool. Buds, right? Just buds.
It's still a bud thing.
And then, the romantic hike in Malibu where you met his parents after and went to their house was my favorite. Buds. We're just buds.
Still buds. I met your mom the other night.
Keep in mind, the whole time I'm like, Remy.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts. I feel bad.
The dinner. candlelit dinner.
The romantic candlelit dinner where he professed his love for me and then I never saw him again.
I mean, to...
I manifested it, though. I asked
you
for this.
You put it out there.
I put it out there.
I doubted you.
It was truly one of those things that was just like a joke. I was wishful thinking, and then it happened, and then I was like, oh.
Until you're sitting there at the dinner, and he literally goes, oh, I'm only into girls who ride my class. Or I can, what do you say? I can only date girls who ride my class, and I can take to dinner. I don't know, something like that. And it was so spot on to your exact situation. I was like, poor guy.
That's when I knew.
You weren't buds.
We weren't buds. Well, no. I still thought we were buds till I told you the next day. I was like, this was like kind of weird. And you were like,
just kind of.
Remy, let's really think about this. And then I never saw him again. Actually, no, I saw him a couple weeks later and he completely ignored me because I had not.
And then you just stopped taking his class.
We found a new person.
Thank you,
but I manifested that. Speaking of manifesting, though, the other day, did everyone listen to the episode where, I think it was our Hinge ad, where I talked about how I hate birds. I hate birds. This episode came out on Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon, I am walking to another fitness class with a different instructor this time, and I'm walking, and I see this, like, movement. It's like, I'm, like, walking past a building, and then the building's, like, 30 feet high up in the air, and then there's like a thing that's attached to the side, so there's like a crack in between the building and like the side thing, and I just see like movement in the crack, and I look up, and it is a bird stuck in the crack with its wing flapping vigorously for like 10 seconds, and I'm just standing there going, oh no, 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 like, I did this. I asked for this. This morning to the public, I expressed how I think birds are also known as the rats of the sky. Its wing is flapping, and I'm just watching, like, how do I get it down? What do I do? What do I do? All of a sudden, the speed just slows down, and comes to an immediate stop.
I hope you feel horrible.
I feel awful. I sent you a video of me crying.
Yeah, she FaceTimes me again, sobbing.
I felt so bad, because I truly think I manifested that. RIP to the bird. I then had to tell my building to take him out of the crack, and he's gone. I think he's gone now, probably. When we left, he wasn't gone. Anyways, I have a power of manifesting things.
Birds.
I need to be careful what I say.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
That's what I
now
need
I'm
to
like,
do.
Don't say that.
A secret magic power. Anyways, those are things that we've learned about each other throughout.
Something else we've learned, just like girl boss moment, is I feel like we've really learned a lot about the podcast world.
So, well, I think what's crazy is when we've been YouTubers for 6, 10, however many years of you, and obviously while doing that and that being our full-time jobs for so many years now, we're so adjusted to everything that is YouTube and how everything in the YouTube world works, whether from like a brand deal to, you know, comments to any sort of like anything like that. So then when we were thrown into this podcast world, we were very naive and we kind of assumed that it was going to be exactly the same. And let me tell you, every day of these past 6 months, we have learned that it is nothing like it whatsoever.
There's some things that are very similar and then the rest of it is polar opposite. For instance, our videos, you know, we edit them so much. We normally, I don't know about you, but I feel like I always have over an hour's worth of just raw footage that I get down to like 10 minutes-ish. That's a lot of editing. But with this podcast, the first episode, I remember the first few, we like got it back from the editor because we have someone who edits them, and we started editing them ourselves because we didn't like this or this space or awkward thinking or us trying to figure out where we were going next. But what's funny is that's what a podcast is.
The thing was so hard for me to give
up. It was so hard.
And
I've had, oh my gosh, I ramble so much. So that was something,
ramble.
Normally we would have cut this in the beginning, but I think that's what makes a podcast really cool is hearing the discussion and the conversation. So I think we weren't expecting to show that side of us at all when we started. We thought it would be this picture perfect package that we present to everyone.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's become a blessing in disguise because I feel like also being, we've prided ourselves for so long about being, having our main channels, but more so our vlog channels. Like, people get to know the real us. You see the real us. But really, it wasn't,
you
and it's still not.
You guys know the real us.
Exactly. That's the thing. So I think that now, I thought that I was putting the real me out for my vlog channel.
Same, yeah.
And even now, after doing this podcast, I'm like, oh, these people don't, they really, people who just watch the vlogs really don't know that much.
No,
it's so skewed.
I think for sure, like 1,000%, people who listen to our podcast can hear different, I said here, not see.
You did it, girl.
A different side to us that you can't find anywhere else mm-hmm. online, whether it's our YouTube channel, our vlog channel, Twitter, Instagram. It's the, I don't know, it's weird.
What I think it is that, first of all, we had to give up a lot of control of editing and all those sorts of things. And then also the fact that it is an hour long mm-hmm. and we're only there for like, we don't cut much. So mm-hmm. you really are getting that raw bit. And then also the fact that it's us just talking mm-hmm. like this right now versus an out, like having like a structured outline or a script or mm-hmm. like, this is what I'm gonna do. This is what my thumbnail is gonna look like. This is like the video ideas, the props, everything that goes into like a fully produced video it. And like very like with a bow and like glitter and transitions and coloring and saturation, all these things. It's just like us just talking mm-hmm. and we look ugly so many times.
The one time I got ready, I shared those socials.
She had never shared any videos before until that one day.
I'm gonna start getting ready now.
But I think that we've learned so much about just like that whole world of podcasting, and we've learned so much, and like every day we're taking new meetings about like, how does this part of the like podcast world work? Or we even have to like ask our managers constantly, who our managers haven't really dealt with podcasts either because they've worked with us for YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's always just like, I like being kind of not a pioneer because podcasts have been around for so long, but at least in the YouTube world,
yeah,
one of the first YouTube group,
yeah,
couple collabs, whatever, to do a podcast, because we were also early on YouTubers. Mm-hmm. So we got to see the whole thing shift from just like being a fun thing you do in your room to, oh, this can be a career. And then being kind of earlier on in the stages of podcasting within this world, we get to also be a part of that, like you are learning
yeah.
as the days go on, which kind of sucks sometimes, but also I really like to.
No, yeah, it's our baby.
It's our baby.
It's our little baby.
And actually, we weren't even going to call it Pretty Basic from the get-go.
It took us forever to come up with a name.
A big question we get is like, what was the name going to be before Pretty Basic?
And or other options.
Other options, yeah.
I tried so hard to go back. We had a text combo. I literally spent a good 2 hours
I was
scrolling.
There.
Mm-hmm. My finger was freaking numb. I was just like, hey, come on. And it finally gets to 4 months back mm-hmm. and then literally the week before we had that convo, it just stopped and I was so sad. But I do remember Single AF was one.
I suggested Single AF and I thought it was gonna be really funny and like very great for branding.
It.
She shut me down so fast and was like, no, we can't put ourselves in a box because when we get boyfriends then it's not gonna work.
I said if.
6 months later we're both still single, so it still would have worked. I'm just saying. Well, think about how cute our merch would have been. But she came up with Pretty Basic. I remember we both knew too, like mm-hmm. when we thought of the perfect name, whichever one it was, like between us, we both were gonna be like, that's it, like yeah. absolutely. And you texted me and I remember I got the text and I immediately was just like, yes, like that's it. And we freaked out.
I remember sending it Pretty Basic ? Because like, we wanted it short, girly, fun, something that just really encompassed how we're basic.
True. A little self-deprecation.
We love that.
Okay.
Love
it's
that.
Okay.
But yeah, and then Pretty Basic was born.
I remember when you like said the name too. Like I even imagine like this like logo.
Oh,
of, like,
I remember
juxtaposition
being
between
at my
two.
House and we were sitting there with the fonts and we were just trying to figure everything out. And that took, I think, 3 months before we even launched. And then the countdown too.
And then picking out the song.
Oh my God, the song was the hardest.
We went through so many song options.
I'm a perfectionist, you guys. I think Rems, you've probably learned that even more through this whole process. I'm like, that's not the right font. Like, it needs to be something somewhat different. It's kind of crazy. The song was a long one.
We went through so many, and then finally we both were like,
well, what's funny is we went back to the first one we even liked.
Was it this one that was the first
one? Yes. I remember we were like, oh, this is cool, but probably not this. And we ended up going back to that.
I love that everybody, like, it's iconic now, though.
Oh, if anyone uses it in a YouTube video, because it's a royalty-free song, I think of PB. And I love when I see people comment
it, like, too. Tweets from people
yeah.
saying, like, oh, my God, I'm, like, at Macy's
yeah.
and they're playing
yeah,
it
yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
shopping for a sweater. But, yeah, I think it's cool that we've learned so much about
just so much
a whole
months.
Other world. A whole other world.
Yeah.
And then, as we said, most of all, I think that we've learned the most about ourselves mm-hmm. individually as people. And I thought that we should, like, go into that a little bit.
Yeah, we each have a list of things.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Remy. So I'm dropping in to talk to you guys about Skillshare.
If you guys don't know what Skillshare is, it's an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. We've talked about it on the podcast before, but you can take a bunch of different classes in things like photography or cooking or calligraphy or basically anything you could even imagine. I love it so much because I am always trying to learn new recipes. I love cooking so much, but I've talked about how I kind of can get into a rut sometimes. So it's great to just like spark up some new inspiration, or if I want to learn how to make something kind of more complicated that I wouldn't know how to make on my own. It's great for that. It's also really great because I am always trying to learn new skill sets and just kind of become a more well-rounded person, if that makes any sense. So Skillshare is great for lifelong learning, and it just makes everything so much easier. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering Pretty Basic listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/Pretty Basic. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Pretty Basic to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Pretty Basic.
So, if we all go back to episode one, Pretty Basic episode one, what was it titled?
This is Pretty Basic. Yes. I was so proud of that title, man.
If you go back, this was October 20-something of 2018. I stated that I am not emotional, and I do not cry, and I am like a rock, like the faucet in my head is broken, and just like, there's
really
no water.
You prided yourself off of that.
I would pry, and like even before the podcast, though, like that was just me for a very long time of like, I'm super strong. I think I kind of resonated the idea of strong with like being emotionless almost. Mm-hmm. Like I won't like budge. People can't knock me down. And so it's so annoying when I go back and listen to that episode. I'm like, how self-righteous of me and like annoying. But I was like, yeah, I don't cry. I'm an emotionless. Through this podcast, I realized I'm an emotional wreck.
We should count how many times we've cried.
I can't even, not even on the podcast, I cry every day now. Even if I'm happy, even if I'm sad, like whatever it may be, I just like, I think through the podcast, I learned that for so long in my life, I used to, yeah, pride myself on thinking that if I don't cry or if I am like, you know, emotionless, that I'm like not better than someone, but just like it wasn't okay to like feel
things.
It
was like an ego thing.
Yeah, and like I don't know. It was like the weirdest thing where I just like, I wouldn't let myself feel anything. And I was like, it was so strange. But through this, I've realized that it's okay to feel things. Mm. And it's okay to be vulnerable. And my feelings are valid and all these sorts of things. Because I went through so much where I was like suppressing everything. And then finally through this podcast, I like had a breakdown. And I was like, it's okay to open up. And by opening up on the podcast and mostly to you, it's been, and sending it out to everybody else, it's, I know it's helped a lot of people also realize that it's okay to be open with your emotions. It's okay to feel things. And if you're sad, it's okay. And it's not a weakness to feel things. Mm. I think it's actually more of a strength to be able to be open with your feelings and let yourself feel whatever it is that you're feeling, because suppressing is not going to get you anywhere. But I learned that through just talking to a microphone, talking to you. Thank you. Wow, wasn't expecting that.
Okay, let me get mine out. This is something I'm still learning for sure, but I think I've made a tremendous amount of growth since we started, is learning to not care as much. And I think some people can hear that and take it the wrong way, but from someone like me, I didn't realize until this past year how I valued so many other people's opinions before even myself or me in any way, shape, or form, to where I was living just for other people in all aspects. And then what's crazy is I had no idea that I would just kind of do that, to where it even flowed through to my channel of this, who is Alicia Marie? Who do you guys want me to be as Alicia Marie? They like this content. Maybe I'll do more of that instead of just really focusing on what makes me happy. What do I want to do? Anything like that. I realize it's so hard for me not to care about what people think of me, but I think I've made strides along the way, and I'm trying to learn to just only care about the people that matter. And I think that's something that, looking back, I didn't realize that I lived 25 years just living for other people's approval or opinions or anything like that. So that's what
I think that's so normal, though.
It is. I think I'm just kind of on the extreme where I thought I was. I didn't think that was a problem or issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just like thought that was just how life is. This is how you live.
I thought I was like putting myself first, you know, where until you realize that you aren't, then it like hits you in the face.
I think just like sitting back and watching you, though, a really big thing that I've noticed that you've been doing better at is with your content and how you used to upload videos for other people. And a really good way to tell if people are liking your content is through view count.
Oh, fully.
And you are, I don't think you even realize like how much better you are. That's huge for you. For
to
someone
separate
like you.
Your value from a number, like when your videos used to get, say, like 10 million views and now you're like struggling to hit like 1 million and not to put your self-worth in that, it's like, or in likes in general, I feel like we can all relate to when
Instagram
a photo,
likes.
Instagram, when you get so many likes, you're like, oh, people like me versus like, no, like your value's the same no matter what those likes are.
I saw, side note, I saw that Instagram, I don't know if this is true or not, I read an article saying that they might take away the visibility of people's likes on photos. Like, so you can't see how many likes anybody gets, not even yourself.
Really?
Yeah. I like that.
I think it'd be cool to have that option because I know on YouTube you have the option to display your subscriber count or not.
I just think that'd be a lot better for everyone's mental health personally.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really matter, but that's just me.
That's so interesting.
But I'm proud of you.
But yeah, we're learning. We love learning.
Oh, yeah. And I think that a big thing too is we've talked about this, how like everybody kind of expects us to be experts in a lot of different things, and we are. Let me tell you, I'm not an expert in anything, not even close in any aspect of my life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's like this pressure to be quote unquote perfect or sort of things like that. I think like something that I even recognized while doing the meet and greets for this show was meeting so many people who talked about how my fitness journey has inspired, and yours too, going to the nutritionist and like all of our weight loss and stuff like that is like changed people's lives. And it's so crazy when you're just making videos about what you're doing and hearing the impact, or seeing the impact rather. Mm-hmm. I've told you how we got back from going to Coachella and all these things, and it's been really hard for me to push myself for the first time ever in my like year and a half of doing this like workout stuff. It's been hard for me to push myself back to get back into it, and I don't know why. And she's been helping me by trying to give me advice of like kind of how to ease my way back into it, but it's so hard to like stand there and be like, thank you so much. Like, keep going. You've got it. When, like, I don't even want to say that to myself.
I think that sometimes it's weird how just being expected to be a role model or an expert at something, you know, we're all human, and there's times where you don't feel like going to the gym or you don't feel like being your happiest self. Like, we're all human, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of life of just like, okay, like, we're doing really good right now. I remember even a few months ago, I was saying, wow, like, I'm so happy. Like, this is how it should normally be. I didn't realize how sad I was last year or, like, a few months ago or whatever. And you're like, yeah, but also, like, this is also, like, a part of our life that we're just really happy right now. And, like, maybe something will happen in a few months. And it's, like, this is just life and you go through it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I think my fear with, like, this whole, like, weight loss thing, though. This is just like me going off on a tangent how I've been feeling.
No,
I've never told anyone.
I told you, it's our therapy.
It really is. It's very cathartic. I feel like I'm scared because if I fall off, I've never made this much progress and fallen off before, because I've never made this much progress before in my life. But my fear is like falling off, and then what if I can't get back up again? And then all these people have like expectations on me and like put me on a pedestal in their brain, and then I can't be that for them anymore.
A few things. One, you're putting your whole journey only to be a role model for them, not because you want to do it, not because it's what makes you happy, not because you feel good. And then second, we all know you're a master manifester, and you put your mind to anything that it'll happen. But truly, like, I was even telling you this last night in the hotel room, how if you want to do something, like, I know that you'll be able to do it. So I don't even think the whole falling off, like, I get why it's scary, because I feel like I even have had thoughts like that too, but I'm not even worried about that for you, like, at all.
Thank you.
So I hope you can see that.
Oh. Well, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but that's how I've been feeling, and I just haven't really said much. But another thing that I didn't realize throughout this podcast was I think how, I guess this segues perfectly, how emotionally taxing it can be. Even right now, I'm like sick to my stomach because I just literally talked about things that I wasn't even, I don't even know if I was ready to talk about that stuff yet.
No, well, I've done a few other tours before and they were more like comedy sketch type things, and we did 30 shows and those were exhausting, but these 4 live shows have been more emotionally exhausting because we're talking about real stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also something that I would agree, we didn't realize how, we literally thought we would just come, we would talk a little bit.
Like it'd girl chat, great. Boy we'd drama.
Have, yeah, whatever, we'd leave, it'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I think I realized this very early on. I felt it early on. I didn't realize it till about episode 10 or so, when basically we'll go record. And episode 1 was really fun because it was just like very lighthearted and whatever. Episode 2 was another fun episode. It was the Content Baby Content episode, mm-hmm. which was so funny and like such a hilarious thing. And it was really fun to record. But then actually after leaving that recording for like a week, I was in like a total slump. I was feeling really sad and I couldn't really figure out why. But we kept recording and like it was fun. Then it was launch week and then like all these fun mm-hmm. things that kind of kept me distracted. And then after the 2018 wrap-up episode, when we really reflected on like everything that happened in both of our like hardest years so far, that's when I was in a slump again for another week and I was like, why am I feeling this way? And I realized sometimes it's like it's hard because we go into record thinking we're not even knowing what we're gonna say.
I just had a moment.
Share it.
I think that's why a lot of people don't want to let themselves feel things, because it's so much easier to just forget about it. But think of like how strong you have to be able to recognize how you feel, let yourself feel that, and then learn it. From it, and then share it. All like that's crazy.
I think it's exhausting. That's why I'm so tired when I leave. But it's like sometimes I feel like it's. I go in to talk, even the Content Baby Content, I felt really sad because even though it was like a stupid story with a stupid boy that I could not care less about, it still did hurt my feelings at some point.
Yeah, oh my God.
And he wasn't very nice to me for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I like completely got over it. It wasn't a big deal. But just thinking about how someone treated me in not the best way made me feel sad. Made me feel sad that someone could treat anybody like that. Made me feel sad for myself. Made me feel sad for him because I also didn't want to make him sad because I wasn't trying to be mean to him. It was just like a lot, like so many different like avenues, just like pain and sadness and hurt and disappointment. I was scared.
And add laughter.
And fear.
Because it's comical.
And like, I was trying to laugh it off when like, it is funny, but at the same time it was like, shoot, like I don't want to make him upset. Now I'm sad because I'm feeling this like hurt again in like a different way now. But I've realized, you know, from that in the 2018 episode, like opening up about so much stuff that had happened to us that I thought I had gotten over. Sometimes it's like Content Baby Content, I was fully over because I never even got it in the first place to get over it. But there's a lot of stuff in 2018 that happened that I thought I was good. Mm-hmm. I thought I had gotten past it. I thought I talked it out. I thought that I cried it out. Thought that I had suppressed it out. And then talking about it was like, whoa, that was just a scab that I just picked. And now I'm like gushing blood everywhere. And then I was sad for actually longer than a week. I was sad for a long time after that episode.
No, oh, yeah.
And I feel like you felt the same way, too.
Oh, definitely. There's been too many times where we go in and then afterwards we're just emotionally drained. Mm-hmm. But then also on the whole other side and flip side of that, like, we actually, this is fun. We were talking about this after our meet and greet today. And we were saying how these 4 shows have been so different than any other meetups we've ever done in our lives. And we were kind of at first confused because we're like, wait, we've done countless meetups before. Like, what is it about Pretty Basic that makes this one different? And I think a huge part of it is us sharing things and you guys coming to us and sharing your stories or how things that we've said have shared and impacted you guys. Like, it brings us to tears, honestly, because, whoo, I'm gonna cry. Whoop, there we go.
The fireworks are starting. They're starting.
3 out of 4 shows, it's fine. We truly, and don't take this the wrong way, we wanted to help people with this podcast, but we really thought it was just gonna be a fun podcast and it was just gonna be a lighthearted whatever thing. So seeing you guys face to face and hearing all your stories, like, that's what has impacted us so much. And honestly, after this meetup, even during it, we would look at each other and just say, like, wow.
Every time someone walked by, we're like, what? Like, we're so like, genuinely why? Confused like, all the time.
Get, yeah.
I think something cool that happened recently, too, was our agent texted us, what was this, like a week, two ago, maybe? A whole rundown of every episode that we've released. And I think we only have, like, 25 to the date or so. And, like, the list of downloads and, like, how many, the a number, and it kind of, like...
we normally don't see that, just maybe every so often... our team will like send us like, hey, like here's updated numbers. So it's not like we're YouTube. We have our analytics. We can go in at any time we want to see stuff. So with the podcast, we're kind of more.
I think that's the craziest thing. That's a big thing too, is that we don't realize the impact with it because we don't see numbers. We don't see downloads. We don't see comments. There are really like,
there's
like the reviews, but those are kind of hard to read.
Where it's so different from YouTube.
Exactly. And we're not used to it. So for us, it's kind of just like we go into the recording studio, we record, we leave. Wednesday rolls around, we see your tweets, we see your like pictures and your edits, and we're like, yay, but like we don't really see, like get to hear much. Mm-hmm. Seeing it face to face is really cool. And our agent sent us a list, and like it had in an order of the top downloads to the least amount of downloads for the episodes. And we genuinely don't care about how many downloads happen for every episode, trust me. But the top downloaded episode, which had over 1 million, was the one about toxic friendships and dating.
It was the big sis episode.
And like the big sis
we
thing.
We called it that.
And that one was the hardest for us to put out. I think I expressed how like, I don't really struggle too much with anxiety, but for like 3 days, I could not sleep up until that episode because I was so scared to be so vulnerable with so many people. I was scared of the backlash that it was going to have with the people that I talked about and all these sorts of things. But I called her crying because apparently now I'm a wreck. And I called her FaceTime her crying. And I was crying not because it was the most popular, but I was so happy that the one that was A, the hardest for us to make, and B, the one that we went through the most to make and went through like a lot of shitty times to make that episode was the one that reached the most people. That's why I thought it was the coolest thing. And we didn't mean for that to happen. I feel like we probably didn't even push that.
No,
I was like, no one listened to this. Anybody in my life that was in my past life, please don't listen to this. I'm not talking about you. Like, I didn't promote it at all. So the fact that that one really resonated with people, or hopefully at least resonated with the most amount of people.
Well, I remember driving when you FaceTimed me, because I had just gotten the numbers too. And then you started crying, and then I started crying. We were just, it was so funny. But what's funny is we weren't sure which episode that was. We had to go back and re-listen and be like, wait, is that the episode we talked about this? Like, what is it? So then when we went back and we realized it was that big sis episode, that was hard to record. It was such a weird moment for us.
Yeah. I think it was a blessing for sure. I think there's a reason that was the most downloaded one for sure. And then also, I feel like the whole topic of toxic friendships, that's definitely like the biggest question we get for sure, just like a topic wise. It's like, talk about toxic friendships and things like that. And what I love is that I've gone through so many toxic friendships, you've gone through some, everybody has, but it's something that can leave you feeling so isolated and alone, and you feel like you're the only one who's dealing with it, or they kind of like make you feel like you're crazy, or like make you feel bad about certain things.
The idea, this is a whole conversation I know we've touched on, but why is it so bad? Why is there this stigma that when you lose a friend, there's something wrong with you? Where like friendship breakups, and that's such a huge normal part of life.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just breakups, but also just like drifting.
Mm-hmm.
Where we've talked about this so much, where that happens to probably everyone at some point in your life, yet it's no one really talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this idea of like, oh, what if I'm the toxic one?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why a lot of people are interested in it, because it's something that everyone can
relate to.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's cool that, especially in the meet and greets and things, and like in comments and messages, especially like DMs and things, we've gotten so many like, I'm dealing with the exact same thing, and listening to you guys talk about it makes me feel like I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And for times where I felt so alone going through it and felt like I'm the crazy one, and sometimes maybe I am, you know, it's nice knowing that you have someone else who's kind of relating to it, or I'm sorry to like reiterate, but that you're not alone when in something that can feel so isolating.
Oh my God, completely.
Hey guys, Alicia here, and I just wanted to take a second to talk to you about, you guessed it, Third love. I talk about this all the time because I'm genuinely so obsessed with it. You guys, this company is amazing. Bra shopping can just be so hard sometimes because you have to get measured and then you don't know what size you are and then you hope that that's right and then you have to try on a million different bras and it can just get so exhausting. But Third Love is amazing because they actually have an online fit finder so you can just take this quiz. It's so easy and simple and surprisingly, it actually will find the perfect bra for you and your size. And they have over 70 different sizes, including half sizes, which is really, really awesome. I'm a half size. I talk about it every time. And over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's so fun, like I said. And this is what I think the best part is. There is a 100% fit guarantee, so every single customer has 60 days to not only wear it, you can also wash it, put it completely to the test, and if you still don't love it within 60 days, you can just return it, and Third Love will actually wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So I think that's amazing. And Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they are offering our listeners 15% off your very first order. Go to thirdlove.com/basic now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/basic for 15% off today.
Have you realized anything else?
A huge thing that I realized since October is, we kind of touched on it earlier, but the whole idea of not being able to edit this podcast, I think, has helped me a lot in my YouTube life, even when it comes to coming up with video ideas or when it comes to editing. And before, I used to, you can go back and watch some of my old videos, you can see how much I would edit out my personality because I was like embarrassed of my personality. I truly thought I was boring, to where I would try to make this super entertaining video that's 5 minutes long and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's up? Where I'm not like that. Anyone who listens to this podcast knows I'm not like that. I have moments where I'm like that, but overall I am more reserved. I am more just chill. So I've learned that it's okay to not have crazy editing and I'm enough without that. And that I don't need to be Alicia Marie and I can just be Alicia or Loesch or Lita or me, you know what I mean? And honestly, a few years ago, this is so embarrassing. Please, if you're a YouTuber, just skip this whole 3 years of my life and learn from this. I would truly go shopping and buy what Alicia Marie would wear. Like before, I would never wear these shoes because I'm like, oh, they're black. It doesn't match my Instagram feed. That's so embarrassing. Like, honestly, that's horrible because I always had such a white, bright neon feed to where I truly, again, I was living that, who's Alicia Marie? Like almost like the character. And that's like sick. That's just like... And what's crazy about YouTube is there's this fine line of you're yourself, but also it's like this show. So it's just this weird line where if I was an actress and I actually was playing a character, it'd kind of be a little easier to distinguish between the two. So there was a solid like 3 years where I feel like I was really just trying to be a character, and then it ended up screwing me over because I didn't even know who I was, and then I had a quarter life crisis, and then I was just like, I don't even know who I am, and I was burnt out, and I took a break, and the next thing I know, I'm just like, why am I doing this? I don't even know who I am. I don't even know what content I'm uploading. I'm uploading videos just for views, which, like, that's nothing. So it all hit me at once. I wish I kind of learned that a little earlier.
I was going to say, though, like, all this kind of happened to you at a very pivotal just, like, time period of your life, too. Mm-hmm. Like, early 20s as it is, so I feel like we could just blame it on that.
Yeah,
let's we'll blame it on that. It's okay. But I think that giving up, like having Kevin, our editor,
love Kevin,
like having Kevin edit this and seeing people's like love you for you, and because this is just you, I think that is awesome.
Oh no, like truly, it's because of the podcast.
I was gonna say, I don't know what we would have done without the podcast. I would have been suppressing all my feelings still on you.
Yeah, you wouldn't be crying at all.
I would faucet still broken.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang. So, but that's huge. And in 6 months to do that.
I know. I feel like we deserve an award or something.
I know. I'll make you a trophy. You know I will. It'll be at your door. The last thing I think that we recognized or kind of realized through the podcast was less of like something that we learned and more something we were just like really, really hoping for, something we manifested rather, was we started getting really close about a year and a half ago or so-ish. Mm-hmm. I feel like we always knew each other like in the industry and like we were always like buds and like, hey girl, what's up, hey? And like walk away. But finally we became really close. We connected and we're like, wait, we're really similar, but very different, but very similar. And you know, we started seeing that. We started hanging out a lot and got really close. And I think that you were there for me in a time when I really needed you. I was there for you in a time when you needed me. And I think, like, it was just perfect timing. And so we started hanging out a lot. And then our agent, we'd go to dinner with our agent. And we'd just sit there and, like, blah, 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 all the time. Until finally we, like, left dinner one night. And he was like, oh, my God, like, this needs to be a thing. Like, the world needs to see this. And so obviously then... And even, like, our friends at that time in the beginning, like, they're like, wait, how'd you guys get so close so fast? But then they'd hang out with us and be like, oh, makes total sense now. But once we started doing the podcast and, like, planning, like, a lot of planning went into this, like, months and months and months of, like, name, legality things, all that sort of stuff. We started hanging out even more than before and seeing each other, like, every day and working on, like, projects and assets and, like, how are we going to do this countdown and all these sorts of things. And, we started getting a lot of hate, mm-hmm. and we've never really talked about this. We got so much hate on our friendship of people thinking that, like, just strangers essentially, and even fan pages and people being like, why are they friends? Like, what the heck? Like, what are they, like, what is happening? Like, this is not okay. And that was so hard for me. I can only speak for myself, but that was hard for me because in a world where YouTube is such a weird world. It could be so catty. It's really hard to find friends and people who aren't trying to, like, be competitive with you. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, like, dealing with a lot of personal things and feeling alone in that way, when I finally found someone who I was like, my little shining star, like, we match perfectly. Like, we have so many things, like, personally, like, that we can connect on. I just felt like it was so right, like, two puzzle pieces coming together. And so then to have people, like, bringing us down and making, like, hate edits of me and, like, saying really mean things about me being, like, a social climber and, like, chasing clout and all these things when, like, really I was just so, blessed and thankful that I finally found, like, my missing piece. That was really hard for me. And I remember I'd, like, call you crying. I'd call my mom crying because I just, like, didn't understand how people, like, couldn't see it mm-hmm. yet. But we also hadn't really put ourselves out there for people to see it yet. So I remember you would always just be like, don't worry, like, the podcast, like, it's gonna come out, people are gonna see it, they're finally gonna, like, get it, and then it'll stop. So I remember just being like, okay, like, we start the countdown, 10 days till the podcast, people are finally gonna, like, hear this connection, like, people are gonna see, like, we're, like, really good friends, and we are good for each other, and, like, it was, like, not bring us down anymore. I was just, like, wishful thinking for 10 days, and then we do the whole countdown, podcast comes out, and then it switched from, oh my God, you guys are, like, awful, like, why are you, like, friends, like, why is Remy, like, social climbing, to this is it, this is what you were hyping up, like, this is it, are you kidding me, like, this is, oh, so big,
I feel like people don't expect, or they don't think that we see that stuff.
Yeah, we see everything, everyone. So to go from that to that, then I was, like, distraught, because then I was like, oh my God, I'm not good enough, like, there's literally nothing I can do that is good enough that's gonna please these people. But then from that thought, I also realized, like, yeah, there's nothing I can do that's going to please everyone. And that's what I, like, try to tell people now. And then I also dealt with that on a whole other scale, which I've talked about before on my channel and on the podcast, of, like, before, in my old, I don't want to say body because it's the same body, but before I went on this whole health journey, I would always get comments from people saying, like, lose weight, you're fat, you're obese, all these, like, awful comments about my appearance, to the point where, like, it made me really sad and essentially kind of, like, hate myself. Then from that, finally, after, like, years of that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my life, but I'm going to do it for me, not for these people. Went through the whole health thing, did it. So proud of myself. Like, I did it. Like, are you proud of me yet, people? And then all the comments switched to, like, a whole other slew of things I didn't even know people were, like, could hate on me for, when I haven't done anything to these people. And that's when I truly had this moment of, like, I can't please anyone, or everyone, rather, because they're always going to find something to hate on. Like, I can fully, like, do what you tell me to do, change everything about me like you wanted me to, and then they're just like, okay, and then they find something new to hate on.
No, oh my God,
which
literally
sucks. It sucks, but in a job like what we do, you have to have that mentality. You have to know that. And, like, I'm not like this every single day. Trust me, there are days where I call you crying because some comment really hurt my feelings, but for the most part, like, I had to go through that to learn this, and the podcast has helped me realize that a lot too. And now I feel like people truly get to see our friendship. And
oh my God, yeah.
The edits now, the same people that were hating on me before, let me tell you, I keep track of the names, and I'm like, oh my God, Rem, love you and Loge, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, mm-hmm.
You're like, mm-hmm, I see.
Tell me that back in October. But that's how I feel.
I love that.
Do you have any feelings too, or is that just me?
No, I agree. But that's how that's what I learned from you. What I've said earlier in this was that you not caring and you learning that you can't please everyone, like, that's a huge inspiration to me, because I feel like you kind of finished that cycle when I started really struggling with that. And oh my God. But I love that. I love that people love the podcast and that they see our friendship and that we can help inspire people. And it's crazy. It's cool that we don't have to have all the answers and that we don't have to be the gurus.
Yeah.
Because a few years ago when we did YouTube, when there was a big time when we were beauty gurus, which is the best at everything. We're here to teach. And it's cool that we can just sit down and record something and say how we're feeling and not have all the answers and not be enough.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like that it's kind of an open conversation. We can, like, totally in one episode leave it fully open and then, like, 10 episodes down be like, all right, so back on that one topic.
Yeah, no, I love that.
I think
that.
I figured it out. That. Yeah. And then that might be completely wrong. We pick it up again 15 episodes down. But I love that people are growing. Just like they kind of, like, grew up with this on YouTube, now they're kind of growing with us as people with the podcast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes, those are some few things that we've learned, a few things we've learned throughout these 6 months. So give us another six,
no,
and then we'll come back next year and we'll touch on it again.
Oh, my God, literally.
But
well, thank you, guys. But we've been ending every show with a little Q&A, if you saw that we tweeted out. So maybe we can get a question up
for
on
for, like, a very deep, like, sad talk. We'll pick it up again. We'll end on a happy note.
Leave off that.
Sorry,
yeah.
I got emotional. Okay, questions. If you could meet anyone famous, who would it be? Ooh, I think Chrissy Teigen, whom I love. I love her. Honestly, I really like Mindy Kaling a lot, too, because I think she's super intelligent and also a really cool activist. And also, I've been really into Lauv, the musician.
She's been obsessed.
I've been obsessed. I found out yesterday he has a girlfriend, and I'm not kidding. For 2 hours, I was, like, actually really sad because somehow in my brain, I convinced myself it was going to happen.
Also, that he, like, knows who you are, obviously.
He tweeted me the other day. It's fine.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
He did. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
So those are my top three, but I only asked
fast.
One. He gave me a blue heart. Remember I ran screaming to you?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Anyways, who's yours?
Oh, shoot. I would love, I feel like I would actually really like to meet Ariana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did a good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's her. Cool.
No, she's so
I
cool.
love her.
Oh, my God.
Is that yours?
Her, freaking Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory. Sheldon. I love
Have you
him.
Never met him?
I've never met him. Oh. I would cry. I
he
would
looks
really
nice.
Cry. Oh, he's... Oh, I love him. That's it.
I like that we went for 3 and 3. Okay. Next up.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you because of being YouTubers? I actually had this happen 2 days ago.
What?
At one of the shows. This is crazy.
Are we talking about the meet and greet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys, I had a fan come up. She comes straight up to me. She's so cute, and she goes, hi, like, I'm pregnant, and I wanted to name my baby after you. I was like, I didn't know how to react, and she was like, but my husband said no, and I was like, oh, okay.
Cool.
She was like, but I'm trying for the middle name, and I was like, okay, like, that's crazy.
That'd be huge. I have people named dogs. I've never had a baby yet.
A baby. Baby.
I mean, you have a cute name.
I'm still shook.
I love that. She'd be so cute. craziest thing. Oh my God, yeah. Just like any big, like, I got to work with Nike. Yeah, that's a really big thing for
Nike.
Me. When you work with, like, Nike, I've gotten to work with Nike, like Gillette, Acuvue,
like,
contacts. I wear contacts every day.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God, they know who I am. Like, I love your product. I need you to
see.
Like, that's so cool.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I think that's when you think about it.
We were both on Disney Channel, too.
Oh, my God. Disney
Channel. That was
Channel.
A moment.
What were you on for Disney Channel? Oh, my God. You were like Alicia Marie.
I see why
you wouldn't mix the two when you're playing yourself on TV. I was in a Dove Cameron music video.
I know.
I'll show you what a girl is. Fun fact about that, they like sent me the song. They're like, please know this. Or it was like a very long email. I was just getting into YouTube. Drove out from the Dirty Riv, who said our side. All the way out there. And I remember they were like, oh, can you like... Here's like your wardrobe. It was like one of my first shoots ever. They're like wardrobe, like parking. Here's like set list. Here's call
it's
sheet.
Intimidating.
And then also the song. Like I'll attach the song. I was like, yeah, totally. And I like didn't realize that he attached the MP3, so I didn't think about it. So I showed up to this like music video shoot, had never heard the song before, please go watch the music video right now or after the show and watch me go watermelon, watermelon, watermelon the whole time, because growing up as a competitive dancer, they're like, if you don't know the words, just say watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. So they cut it up. My face is not matching the song at all. I've never said that. That's so embarrassing. Okay, next
That's
up.
That's so funny. From Hannah, how to shoot your shot without looking dumb. That's good.
How do you shoot your shot without looking dumb?
You gotta own it. Guys, I just told Rim a story about my brother and how he, like, got his wife now.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. So smooth. It's so, like, crazy. I'm not gonna go... I'll say it in an episode later because it's so good.
Yeah. It's a
He'll
good
love that. But long story short, you just gotta own it. Which, I need that advice.
Yeah. All she does is... We'll go out and she's just like... I'm like, oh my God, you see that cute guy? She's like, what cute guy? Like, looking straight at her feet.
Yeah,
I'm like,
literally.
Oh, he's not gonna be down there.
I know.
6 feet or above.
I know.
I think, yeah, fake it till you make it. That's a good one.
Fake it till you make it.
Tay. What's the most valuable thing you've both learned from doing YouTube?
Ooh. Okay, this is something that I've learned, and I'm actually proud of myself that I learned this earlier on, because I think it's something that a lot of people struggle with, is that money doesn't equal happiness, fame doesn't equal happiness, the whole game of like Hollywood and stuff, like if you just try to do that, like that will not make you happy. And I'm really thankful that I was able to kind of figure that out before I tried to climb that huge mountain and fall tremendously. So I think that's something very valuable that I learned.
I think for me personally through YouTube, I learned a really good work ethic. I think because it's hard when you start when you're 18 and then it turns into a full-blown career and you have employees.
An LLC.
And a team. Yeah, and you become incorporated at 21 years old. Like, it's no one teaches you any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And also being a YouTuber, it's crazy because no one makes a schedule for you. Like, you don't have a time to clock in. You don't have, you know, certain things. You make every schedule for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have deadlines to meet. And then from those deadlines, you have to work backwards of like, okay, well, how much do I need to get done? And like, how many days do I have to get this done?
And like, separating personal and business is so hard.
Well, that's why it's really hard to do both. So I think on my own, I learned a really good time management too.
Yeah, you're really
There's
good
a lot
at that.
Of things to, you know, I usually, that's how I do it. I don't know about other people, but I get a deadline. I always like ask for like, what is the hard date, hard time? From there, I work backwards of like, with a bumper of like extra time that I might need, how do I get this done? Otherwise, I would miss my deadlines and like, that's not acceptable.
Oh my God,
but I taught that all on my own. Mm-hmm. I learned that on my own. So
Love
shout
that.
Out YouTube for that. When guys buy you drinks, do you drink them?
Well, no one really buys me any drinks, so that's
Here's the thing. Not an issue. Here's the thing. This is what I've learned. If you go out on a date and a guy offers to buy you a drink, I have now done this twice. It has worked twice, and I am still kicking and living right now. I talked about this in, I think, episode 3. Like, I went to a date, and the guy had bought me a drink before I got there. And
sketch.
It was nice.
But it
And it was
be
polite.
Sketch.
But... And like, you actually do have to be careful because you don't know. So when I got there and he had the drink ready, I said, I need you to take 3 very large sips right now so I know you're not trying to hurt me beforehand. For real. And like, he's like, oh no, like I get it. And then I watched him drink 3 sips. My mom was very proud when I told her this after. And I was good. And it was totally fine. Like, he ended up being totally normal. And then I went on a date like a week ago and the same thing happened. I did the same thing. And I think that's like the best way to do it.
Low key, there's little thing. What is it?
There's like nail polish that you can dip in and make
sure. You should make PB ones. Oh my God.
Cute. I think it's smart. Yeah. I mean, best case, like he can pay for it, but like be there at the bar and like watch
Get
the
it yourself.
Bartender. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I've been doing lately.
What is the funniest inside joke you have with Alicia?
Ooh.
We should do each other, but yeah.
We have so many inside jokes. I think. Not an inside joke, rather, but it's something that you, like, learn more about us. Well, we can revert it back to this episode. I have learned about you.
I don't know where you're going.
And with myself, is I feel like us as a duo, since we're, like, always attached to the hip and go everywhere, we're, like, known now for, like, 2 peas in a pod.
Yeah.
And so I think people, when they see us, distinguish me as being, like, the crazy one and, like, the bitchy one sometimes. And then you're, like, the really, like, calm, reserved one. You guys, sometimes she says stuff that I wouldn't even say, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Don't out me.
I know. I love it, though. I love it. And, like, I feel like that is something that people, like...
The sassy Alita comes
out.
It's sassy. We've talked about
it. And sometimes I'm just, like, sitting there, like I have nothing to say.
The Pikachu meme?
The Pikachu, yeah, the Pikachu where it's like, that's me, like so many times, but I love it because that's like your true self sometimes. But like our friends, even like in our friend group, we'll all be together and like I feel like even to them we're like a duo.
Yeah.
And people like put us in like these boxes, but I like that we like break out of them sometimes.
Yeah, that's not my inside joke, but that's an answer.
You like all my like, you can see all my body movements. I do this like when we're recording too. What is your favorite quality in a person? You're both amazing.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you. In a person or in each other? Just like in a person in general?
Yeah. You have to make me laugh. Are we talking about dating? You have to make me laugh.
You're not talking about dating.
I was talking about dating.
But you don't date.
Oh, I'm talking about dating in general.
Okay.
Way to rub it in, Rem. I'm never going to date. Or if I do, I'm not going to tell you. Yes. Oh my God, imagine if I literally was like, oh, I have a secret. And was just like, yeah, I actually went on like 4 dates. It's like,
you would do that too. Again, to the overhyping, the underhyping
thing. Real reaction.
I track her. It's okay. I'll know.
She does. Love find my friend.
You would look for humor?
I don't need someone who's just like stiff and like boring. I need someone who can make me laugh.
I think I'm not going to talk about dating. I talk just in a friendship. I really appreciate someone who is very loyal.
Ooh, yeah.
Very like ride or die, because I think that's kind of hard to come by. And someone who will stick up for you and have your back always.
That is like when you're not there.
When you're not there. And let me tell you, if someone is like saying things about other people to you, I can guarantee you they're saying that probably same stuff to other people behind your back. And I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
So I learned to kick that out.
Okay. All-time favorite Ariana Grande song, How to Become More Productive When You Don't Feel Like It.
Ooh, good question.
Favorite Ariana song, that's really hard because there's a lot. What was the one that I was singing during the meetup?
Best Mistake.
Mm.
I like Break Your Heart Right Back featuring Childish Gambino and Thank You Next. And
How to Become More Productive When You Don't Feel Like It. Find a friend who will help you, push you. Planner, we love planners.
I love planning. I think when I don't want to be productive, I think sometimes I let myself just like be lazy because I think you really need that. But there are a lot of times, actually in a vlog that I have coming out in a couple of days, I talked about it, how like sometimes you just really have to just push yourself and like make the time for it. I am a really intense planner. So if I like put something in my planner, like I have to get it done. Yeah. If I wrote it down, it's happening. Sometimes again, I let myself not do it if I really don't want to. But if I wrote it down, I think having that mentality, if you write things down, you're like, well, I mean, I could, but I couldn't. That already is kind of going into it not fully. So I think that if you go in with the mentality of like, I wrote it down, I'm going to do it, it gets the job done a lot more than not.
Yeah.
I think this is the last one. Did you get more confidence from YouTube or were you always pretty confident? Love you, Remy and Alicia. Love you too. I like the way you spell Lauren. That's cute.
I'm still shy, but I was so shy growing up. I feel like I had, on a scale of 1 to 10, my confidence was like a 2.
Really? That low?
Yeah, it was pretty
low.
It was like really low. And even through YouTube, like it was still really low. But it's helped me so much. Like even coming up on stage and stuff, ask my younger self, I would have never dreamed of that.
Of being up here?
Yeah, just like being in front of people. Even like sometimes I shock myself if there's an event and like my networking skills have gotten so good too. And I'm like, dang, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just met the CEO of like someone huge up there in Disney. I remember that was one time. And I was like, I'm talking to this person. I love Disney. I fangirl all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, yo, I literally met like the top guy at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's crazy. And I kept my cool. Like that's insane.
That's huge.
So I think the confidence it really comes from has fully come from YouTube.
Yeah, I think I actually, believe it or not, also grew up very shy. And I feel like YouTube helped me because I was able to fake it more so, like becoming a personality and doing panels and things and like forcing me to get up there and talk to people about things. But I still get really nervous. I think that I realized that also almost like my portfolio has given me a sense of confidence of like, well, I've done this, like, yeah, maybe I didn't want to at the time. Maybe it was like pulling teeth trying to get me up on that stage, but like I did it.
Mm-hmm.
That to me gives me a newfound sense of confidence. But also like there are times when I'm still really nervous. Like even the first show when we were in LA, yeah. We were getting our hair done and we were like about to go up on stage and getting like touch-ups. And my friend Timmy was talking to me and he was like sitting like where you are and I was sitting here getting my hair done. And she was just like touching up. We were going on in like 5 minutes. I don't know a single word Timmy was saying. All in my head was, I was just thinking to myself, don't throw up on him. He's wearing a really nice shirt. Don't throw up on him, Remy. You can hold it in, girl. You're fine. Because I was so terrified. Like I genuinely was gonna throw up on Timmy. Because it was like, I was that scared.
Poor Timmy.
I held it in though, and I made it out. And then since then, it's gone progressively easier. But then like, now that this is done, I'm gonna add this to my portfolio. Next time I get nervous going up on stage, I'm like, girl, you did 4 shows and you're okay. You did 4 meet and greets, you're okay. And I definitely developed all of this from the personality and like person that I have become / kind of set up for myself on YouTube.
Oh, for sure. Dang. Well, thank you guys for
staying.
Thank you for coming.
Sorry we got deep for a little bit.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.